Vayter and Shazar and Daf Peches, picking on Pizan and Abiz by the bottom of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, around 14 lines up. Next part of the Mishnah, you see by the two dots there, Erech Meida Shi Perua. That is if one aide comes and says she was paid, now she wants to go against that. She has to make a Shavua to say that she wasn't paid and she gets it. Now, Savarami Berchama, the name of Shavua, the rice, he wanted to Taina, this Shavua she's making is a Daraisa to Gataina. How come? Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yokum Eid Echad Beish Lecha Oven Ucholchatas. This is telling you, you need two edim. In a general case, you want to go ahead and bust someone up. You can't have a single witness who's not able to stand up against a person for any punishment or any sort of punishment. L'chol oven l'chol chatas hudein l'kam. You can't do it only against those type of things. Aval kamu l'shvua. But an eid echad can get up in order to come to cause a person to do a shvua. Oh, so what do we see over here? That the shvua seems to be a daraisa. V'amar mar. And we learned in the Gemara in Shavuos. In any place where if there would be two edim that would go ahead and cause a person to go out to pay money, one witness would be enough to be able to go ahead and cause someone to make a shvua. So they want to tie in that this whole thing is a deoraisa. Amar Rava says, no, shtei tshuvas davar. There's two ways I can go say it's not true. All the times when we have the shvua coming over here in the Torah is to swear to not have to pay. Here she's swearing and actually receiving money. Both of these we said yesterday. This is just another one like this. And that is that besides that, we know midaraisa, you don't make a shvua when it comes to kfir, being kofir, denying a shibud karkos, when there's some sort of lien on karka, on land. And the case over here, we know that there's a shibud on the karka. Why? Because she has a ksuba. And therefore, now we see, clearly, this is not talking about a daraisa. Ela amarava midarabana. It says it's darabana and kedei lahafiz daito shabal. This is in order for the husband should be feeling chill. Since there is an aide over here that seems to be saying that she shouldn't get paid, so we go ahead and we do this in order that he should be okay. We're going to see a nice tikkul Torah over here. So now the husband, who has this one aide in order to, you know, support him that he paid already, how he could use that in a way that it'll work out for him a little bit better. Amar Rav Papa, beep, turn the page, peches. If this guy is an intelligent guy, Rashi says, what are we talking about? High Baal, this husband, then Maisi la lidei shavua daraisa. He can actually cause his wife to do a shavua daraisa. How can he set her up like that? Before we see how, Rashi just points out that major difference between Shvua Daraisa and Shvua Darabanan. Shvua Daraisa, you just say with the Shem Hashem and hold the safe for Torah, and it's very chamor, very intense. While Shvua Darabanan is, much less intense. They accept upon themselves that there should be some good curse if they're lying over here. So what should he do? Yoiv la ksuba ba'pichat zahada. He gives her the ksuba. In other words, we already paid it according to him, but here we say Rashi says Pam Shnia. A second time he gives the ksuba, and he does this in front of one witness. Then he takes the first witness and the second one. And what does he do? He brings both of them. Rashi says you bring both of them. Yaviya shneim yachad lebeizdin to beizdin. Shem tichba, if she denies, and you do shneim, both of them will go and say, oh, she got a ksuba. And then what did you do? Umukim lehu lahanach kamay b'milva. Then he says, oh, it must be that the first one that I gave to William Ova was just a loan and I want it back. Rashi says, Yitva'ena piroin harishon v'yom en milvahen. It was just a milvahen at Sechash. Ari is kabalt kzuva seich shenis. You got it second time. Ukish tichbar, when she denies, I've told my lo kibalti ela pamazos. So I only got it this time. Ve'erechad meir ala bishona. Ika shvua daraisa nishbeis v'lom shalemes. So now it's no longer coming to the ksuba, and then now we say doraisa type of shtickle that's going on over here, and that's pretty intense. This gemara can't work. Nice try. How can you go and bring these two edim to be like they're working together? Rashi says mashiva ze lo ze v'im tichbar el shteim in kan el eid echad v'tishba v'tito shlishes v'nimsa mafset. She'll be able to deny the whole thing, and it will not be a deraisa ticket thing. It's a derabanan ticket thing, and she can go ahead and now be tovei oda pam. He's going to lose that even more. So what do you do? Elo, Rav Shishbe Dravidi, I have an idea. Yoiv lak subasa ba'api sada kama visada basa. You give her a second time in front of both edim, in front of the original one and with another one. Umukum la lahanach kamai balva, and then establish the first one, and that was set up as it was alone. So no longer you don't have those two edim that are seeing different things. They're seeing the same one as well. Says the Gemara, but hold on a second. Mask of Rashi, even that doesn't work. Akati cholamim, reshtek subasavoy. She still could be able to say what? That there's two subas. And each one was getting paid for each one of the ksubas. Yeah, and therefore there's no halva, there's no anything. Rashi shtei sharos hayu li alecha b'piron harishon chazarti lecha achas u'b'shniya cheres v'arehei harishon meid l'sayah sh'ra shnei piros sh'l'shem ksuba v'l'shem milva. She'll just say, nope, I got two ksubas, and I return the first document after I got it, and I'm off the hook. So we have to have another way of explaining how we can work that. Eli Amar Ravashi, who demodilahu? When will this shtick work out? That's talking about a case where he tells the two edim that he already paid up the ksuba in front of one of them, and now the woman is denying that that ended up happening, and really he's only paying the second time with two witnesses, so he's able to go get the first one and then make sure that she swears midaraisa. When she comes back with the oats to ksubas, it's uncommon to do such a thing, therefore we don't buy that. Next part of the Mishnah, we said, Minechasim Mishubadim, if a woman wants to go get a ksuba and she wants to take it from Nechasim Mishubadim, in other words, that in the meantime, what happened was it was sold to other people, now she wants to take it away from them to get a ksuba, or from the Nechse Yisomim, she can only do it with a shvuah, she didn't get paid yet. Tanana, awesome. We had a Mishnah over there, which is found in Shavuos. The Chena Yisomim, so to Yisomim, if they want to go collect stuff that really is owed to their father who died, Lo Yiparu Ela B'Shvuah, they can only do it with a Shvuah. Now, Miman, what are we talking about that they're collecting it from that to take the Shvuah? Ilema Milove, if you want to say we're talking about a Love, that is the one that borrowed from their father, coming straight up from him, Rashi Shalova Kayim, V'Hoyumotzin Alav Shtar Aviyah, and they bring the Shtar from him, that's what we're going to talk about. Hashta Aviyah and Shakal below Shvuah, the father can take it without any sort of Shvuah. V'inu B'Shvuah, they have to go do it with the Shvuah. Why should they have to do with the Shvuah? El Hakam, what it means is, V'chen Yisomim Min HaYisomim Lo Yipar Ela B'Shvuah. Both of the originals died. That is, that the one who lent and the one that borrowed both died, and now everything falls to the Yisomim. If they want to go and take from them, they have to go ahead and do it with a Shavuah. Amar Rav Zuka, Amar Bihuda, Lo Shanu Ela Shamu Yisomim. This is only talking about a case that the one who lent it can go collect with a Shavuah. It's only talking about where the one that borrowed say, Amar Lanu Abba Lovisi Ufarati. In such a case where they're saying, no, our father did borrow, but he paid it back, then you have to go and do a shvua in order to get it back, that, hey, as far as we know, we didn't get it. Amru, Amar, Lanu, Abba, Lo, Lavisi. But if the borrower's Yisomim said, our tata said that he never borrowed the money in the first place, then Apa Shvua Lipar, they're not able to take it away, even with a shvua. Maskel V'Rava, he says, Adarabba, Kolo, Amar, Lo, Lavisi, anyone says that I didn't borrow, that's basically he's outright saying I didn't pay it back. Rashi says the came into Amar lo lava mode hu shelo parav. Arishtar mochichel of shelava. There's a star pretty much saying that you actually did, my friend. So that doesn't really work out for you. Okay, so let's try to figure this out. Eliyit bar Hachim. That's what he means to say. Amar v'zuk Amar v'yuda lo shana lo shami yisomim. The only time we say that they have to go and make a shavua is when the borrowers, the Yisomim of the borrowers said, Amar lanu abba levisu parati, that I borrowed but I paid back. Aval amar lanu abba lo levisi, we said we never paid, we never borrowed, nifran shalom shua, you could actually take it back without any shua. Shkola amar lo levisi, ka amar lo parati, it says we didn't borrow, it's as if as they said we didn't pay back. Next part of the mission, we said, if she wants to go and she wants to collect the money, not in front of him, in a fashion, a little bit fun of Loti Farla, but sure, she's going to do it with a Shvua. Amar Rav Acha, Sar Habira. Rav Acha, the Sar of Bira. Rashi says that this is what they called him. Kach Kinuyov, this was like his nickname. Maise Ba Lefnei Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Ba Antuchia V'Amar. This came in front of Yitzchak in Antuchia, and he said, Lo Shanu Ela Luxubas Isha. This is only talking about the fact that they say you can collect this when the one who owes the money isn't there to go collect it when he's not in front of you right now. Rashi says, "Lo shanu she yardum beizdin lenichse adam shaloba fun." If you go and you actually take it from his stuff when he's not there, that's only the case of a ksuba. Mishum china. As we said, that means that you should find favor in women's eyes that they'll actually be willing to marry you, so then they'll get messed over. Aval, Balchov, love, it's a regular case of Balchov, you're not allowed to do it right in front of the person, not in front of the person. Vrabam, Nachman, if you Balchov, nope, even in the case of Balchov, they're also able to do it. Shalo Yehei, Kol Echav Echav Notal Mosav Shal Chavero, You know, because you can have a case where a person goes, hey, can I borrow money? And then just go live in Mexico. Vato no dels bifnei lofim. Then you kind of, what's going to happen is you're going to lock up the doors and people being willing to lend money anymore because then they're scared they're going to get their money back. This is the very end of the Mishnah on Pesach and Mabez on the very top. Rabbi Shimon says, kol zman shehi tovas ksubasa. Whenever she claims her ksuba, the Yerushim Hashbinos said to make her swear. V'im eino tovas ksuba, she doesn't tovea, then eino Yerushim Hashbinos said, then we don't swear. And Rashi had said that we're going to see exactly what this is going on, and now we hit up that particular point. So, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol zman shehi tovas ksuba. Rabbi Shimon, ahay. Now, what in the world is he going on? Amar Rav Yirmiya, aha. It's going on the very last thing we had just said, v'nefrasa lo b'fun of, and if she comes to go collect it, not in front of him, lo t'per lo b'shvua, lo m'shvua, lo shna lo mezone, lo shna lo ksuba. Whether she's coming right now in order to just get money to be able to eat, because he went out of town over here, he's not here, and now she wants to sell some of the stuff in order that she'll be able to go ahead and be able to survive, or in order to get a ksuba, it doesn't make a difference, she has to do a shvua if he's not there. And now, Rabbi Shimon is coming along, but Rabbi Shimon Lemimer, he's coming to say that kol zman shetovas ksubasa, if she's coming to do the ksuba, then yoshea mashbinosa, then they can go ahead and they can make her do a swear. Beep, turn the page, pay chesem abeis, ain't tovas ksubasa, but if she's not coming to be Tavera Ksuba. That's not the purpose of what she wants to do over here. But really, all she's doing is she needs like food. And Yerushim Mashbinosa, they're not able to go ahead and make her swear. She doesn't have to swear in such a case. Yeah. Okay, v'kamifli, v'plukta d'chananu b'nei karnam gadolim. And this machlokas of Shimon Tanakama is a machlokas in Chanan and the kids of the Kohanim Gidolim. The Tanan coming up in a few weeks, 2 weeks, week and a half. It's not a Mishal Khumdinas Yam. Someone goes overseas, Vishto, Tabas Mizonos, and she's like, hey, I need some food to eat. Chananah, where he says, Tish Shabbat Besof. So what she do? She should swear at the end. That is when she wants to get a ksuba. So now she has to go and swear. But she doesn't swear at the beginning when she's coming just to get the mizonos. Meaning to say, if at the end of the day, if she has to go ahead and he dies or they get divorced and she wants to go get a ksuba, she has to swear she has nothing left from there that belongs to the husband. But when she goes and she needs a mizonos, she doesn't have to swear in order to be able to get the mizonos over here. Nechliku Allah, b'nei karnim gadolim b'amru. They argue with him and they say that tishoba b'tchila ubasov, she's got to swear in the beginning and at the end. Which is like what the Tanakhama had said, right? That you got to swear, it doesn't make a difference, you got to swear in the beginning again. So the B'nei Kohanim Gadolim said that since she might die before her husband and never come to get her ksuba, the court can't now go ahead and get rid of some of her property for her without any sort of shvua. Rabbi Shimon Kichanan, so Rabbi Shimon goes to Chanan, Rabbanon Kibinei Kohanim Gidolim, Tanakhama's like them. Maskifla Rav Sheshes, Frekt Rav Sheshes Akasha. If it's really true, like you want to say over here, that Rabbi Shimon is saying that she paters her from making a shvua when she wants just to get mizonos, Hai Yorshin Mashpinosa, then what's pshat when it says that whenever she wants a ksuba, the Yorshin can go ahead and make her do it, but if not, then the Yorshin don't make a shvua, forced to do a shvua. Bezin Mashpinosa, somebody should have said Bezin, not the Yorshin. The guy's still alive. We're not discussing here now a discussion of Yorshin and no Yorshin. Elam Rav Sheshes. He argues on the way, on the pshat that we just said right now, which is was talking about the mizonos versus the ksuba, a new pshat. Rav Sheshes, aha. Rav Shimon is going on the following idea, something we said earlier in the Mishnah. When the husband says, "You don't have to, I'm not going to make you make any sort of shvua or neder, or you know, for me or for any of my yarshim, you know, having to do with his stuff." Halacha, I'm sorry, halcha mikever baila lebeis avia. If then what ends up happening? She goes, when her husband dies, she goes from the kever avia, she goes straight to her father's house, but she doesn't take over the position of being some sort of supervisor, and the Yerushim Mashpinosa, they can't make her make any sort of swears. But if she goes back after the husband dies, she becomes again like the financial manager over his estate and property. Yerushim Mashpinosa, I said, love her, the latter make her swear, but the future stuff, not the past stuff, right? That stuff was when he was still alive, and he parted from this. And he comes to say, whenever she claims her ksuba, Yerushim Mashpinosa, then they can go ahead and they can make her swear. Eina tovas ksubasa, but if she's not coming to be tovea, her ksuba, eina yarshim hashpinosa, then they're not allowed to make her swear, even if she becomes this manager over his estate after he dies. And this is they're arguing the same argument of Abba Shaul and the Rabbanan. The time we learned in a Mishnah in Gittin, Abatrapas Sheminahu Aviyasomim Yishava Minu Bezdin Lo Yishava. We're talking about over here that you have, unfortunately, these Yesomim, and they set up, there's some sort of apotropos, that's someone who's watching over all of their properties and dealing with it. So if the father set it up, that is, you know, you're going to take care of my kids, then when they get older, he has to make a swear to all the orphans to say that he didn't steal anything, he didn't do anything wrong, he's not holding on to anything. Minu Bezim, and if Bezim are the ones that set him up, then he does not have to take a Shavuah. Why is that? Because if we want anyone to be able to take on the job as being, you know, taking over and managing all their properties, and they know they're going to have to take some sort of shvuah, no one's going to take the job over here. So in order to make sure that things are going to work out, they do this, they say they don't have to make a shvuah. Abba Shaul Amri says, Chilif HaDvar, he says just the opposite. Minu Beis and Beis and set up, Yishava. Then he's got to make a swear. Minu Avi Yisomim, right, they have to make a swear. That if they, you know, they're worried that maybe he did something that's wrong. Mino avia salmim, but if the father's guy set up, then lo yishava, the father set up, then lo yishava, he doesn't swear. What's pshat? Rashi explains that when a person gets, you know, appointed from Bezin, that's chashev. You know, people look at you like a chashev person. Therefore, people are willing to do it, even though maybe there's going to be some sort of shvuah. When it comes to some father setting up, he's like, what kind of chashivas am I getting here? Nothing. And I may have to swear. Forget about it. Therefore, they made that they don't have to swear. Rabbi Shimon Kabashal. Rabbi Shimon is like the way the Abashal understood Rabbanan, Ki Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan, meaning Tanakama by us, go with the Rabbanan over there as well. Tosfos explains that Rav Sheshes is assuming that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the father, meaning her husband, because the father Yisomim, and it was the one who appointed the wife to be the apotropos over his estate. Right? Because we find that the general rule is that the Bezdin will never set up a woman to be the one who's the apotropos. So therefore, what comes out is the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, who said that if she was the one who was managing and taking care of and the manager of the estate, after the husband died, then the Yesomim could go ahead, the Yarshim could go and make her do a Shavuah. That must be going because the Tanakhama of the other Mishnah, and Rabbi Shimon, who says that they have to wait until just for the ksuba, goes with that of Abba Shaul, that if it's not, as long as you're not asking for that yet, you can't make a shvuah. Maskal Abaye comes in and says, but we have a problem with this also. If that's what you want to tell me, that if Shimon is being more makel over here in the Tanakama, then hi, kol zman shetuvas ksuba. What kind of lashon is it that kol zman, ashes bitamia, whole Reb Shimon lekula, my kol zman? What do you mean kol zman? Im tovas mi boile. It should have said, if she is tovea, then she does it. Rashi says, aval kol zman, Mashma de shame letanakama de pata la mishvua afilu tovas ksubasa. Vabele iu kozman she kozes tovas ksubasa lo to kozman she tovas ksubasa lo tifterana. So we're going to try one more. It too is going to get rejected, and then we're going to come up go back to this one and explain how it can work. Ella Amar Abaye says, aha, you know what Hashem is talking about? Rav Shimon is talking about an even earlier part from the Mishnah. Kasav Lav, he writes to her, Neder Shvuah Enli Alayich, Enu Yochel Ashpia. If he says, I don't have a Neder or a Shvuah on you, then he's not allowed to go ahead and make a do a Neder or a Shvuah. But if he dies, then the Yarshim can. Neder Shvuah Enli, if he says, Velo Li Yarshay, Velo Labayim Rishusi, Alayich Val Yarshayich Val Labayim Rishusech, En Yochel Ashpia, Lahu Velo Yarshay, Velo Labayim Rishuso, Lohi Velo Yarshay, Velo Labayim Rishusa. All these things that we just said. If he adds it all in, then no one can make a swear. Also, Rishim and Lemaimer, Rishim is going to say, Kol Zman Shetuvas Ksubasa. But if she wants to go ahead, and whenever she decides she wants her Ksuba, then Yoshim Ashpino said they can cause her to go ahead and make a Shvua, even if she's Pater from all these things. Vikamifigli Beplukta Da Abashal Ben Ima Miriam Virabanan. And this is really a Machlokas. This is a Machlokas of Shimon Tanakama in the Machlokas of Abashal Ben Ima Miriam, which you saw earlier in yesterday's daf. And the Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon Kabashaul, Rabbi Shimon goes with Abba Shaul ben Ibra Miriam, who said that even a woman whose husband Pater still has to make a swear if it comes to the Ksuba. Rabbanan Karabanan, according to the Rabbanan, who said that when you straight out say that you're going to be Pater, that's enough, even in reference to the actual Ksuba itself. Oh, good, and that's what's happening. It says, Gomer Maskel V'Rapapa, Ha Tena Kol Zman Shetuvas Ksubasa. Ain't it of us, Subasa Maik Lemaimar? in reference to the idea of the ksuba, okay, that's where there's a machlokas and the discussion going on over here. But eino tovas ksuba, ma'ikla meimar, right? That's, if she's not being tovar ksuba, then what exactly are you adding over here? When Rabbi Shimon says the other part, if she doesn't claim her ksuba, then you don't have to go make her do a shvua. Who are you coming against over there? Rashi says, the maskana de milsei lamai tanya. What are you coming to teach? Lafuke miman. Who exactly are you coming against? Nobody says that. Elam rav papa, lafuke midi rabbi Eliezer umachluchso. Made a mistake when I said we're going to go back to the other answer. We're staying with this one, but explaining what this means now. Lafuke rabbi Eliezer machluko. Rabbi Shimon is coming against rabbi Eliezer and the one who argues with him. Look at that delicious, nutritious Rashi, which I encourage you to read, but I'm going to give you the basic idea of what Rashi is teaching us over here. What is this talking about? Lafuke mid Rabbi Eliezer Machluko is coming against Rabbi Eliezer Machluko. This is the earlier Mishnah we saw in Pei Vav Mabez. Not only the second Mishnah, but even the first one. I was talking about the Tana Kama versus Rabbi Eliezer in reference to a husband who sets his wife up to go ahead and sets his wife up to be the apotropos over his stuff, whether or not, you know, what can he do? He sets her up like that, but he doesn't pater from any sort of shvua. He can go and make sure that she takes the shvua, the apotropos, him whenever he wants. From Eliezer is even more machmir. Even if he didn't set her up, he could do it also, even by the swindle and by the dough and that kind of stuff as well. And Rabbi Shimon is coming and arguing all this stuff. He's saying, not only do I disagree with this second Mishnah, but even with that first Mishnah as well. That is, the husband's idea of letting her off the hook doesn't pater her from the Shavua of when she wants to go ahead and she wants to take from Yisomim. And in reference to the first halacha, Rabbi Shimon says, if she doesn't come for her ksuba, the Yorshim can't make her swear. Meaning a woman is never going to be chayav to go and pay the swear for the apotropos shtiklich, in reference to when her husband was alive, even if he set her up for that and he didn't pat to her from Shavua. So Reb Shimon is arguing on this idea to say that you could do it whenever it wants, whenever you want to be able to doing that. And he says that it's only when she comes together, Ksuba, that's the only time it's able to be happening over here. Okay, my friends, Kedai to read the Rashi and take a look deeper into this. But for now, we're going to stop over here, and I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.